Brad, we'll start with you. What has the current mayor done well, and where do you see the greatest need for improvement?
You know, I could spend an hour talking about our mayor. He's a friend of mine. I knew him prior to, but in a relationship just a city council member to the mayor, I don't think that we could have a better mayor for the day, because this mayor knows infrastructure. He knows roads, water, sewer. I actually tease him, and I think that his brain is made of an iPad, because he not only knows what's under the road, he knows when it reduces in size. And so I think Mayor Hatfield has been a great mayor for this day in infrastructure. And if I'm elected mayor, you will see a continuation of the investment into the infrastructure, roads, water, sewer. You get curveballs occasionally. And that's why when I say you take pruning rather than just a hacksaw or a chainsaw and just say random amounts of money, we got a little curveball thrown us. We have a bad water line that was purchased in 1970 along 600, and we're going to have to replace that. It's going to cost us millions. That was something we did not know. We have a deteriorating tank at the mouth of the canyon. The box started to collapse, so we had to divert $1.3 million to restore the top of that thing. So pruning shears, but I just got to say this. I love and respect Mayor Hatfield.
Well, I also think Mayor Hatfield's done a great job in a lot of ways. It's impressive the way, you know, he's very efficient. And the mayor runs our meetings, our city council meetings. And I like the way that he invites the Boy Scouts up, you know, to introduce themselves and get their names in the minutes. And he is good at infrastructure. You know, he's a civil engineer by training. He's been in the military. He's been a city employee, so he does know the city very, very well. And I would agree that our city has been well served in a lot of ways. What would I do differently as mayor moving forward? I would resist any urges to add debt. I think that really hinders our city. You know, if you look at the difference between $56 million that would have jumped to $76 million and where we're at now at $48 million about, that's a huge difference. But it was only 3.5 years ago. We need to continue on that course and resist that urge to add debt. I am for infrastructure. We have different enterprise funds, the water fund, the sewer fund, and there's irrigation funds. Anyway, there's different fees that we collect that have to be sent, the cemetery fund, they have to be spent on those things. I think we have adequate funds to continue to address our infrastructure needs. I'm committed to that also, but we need to increase our road funding.